G'day, listeners. You're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydy, the basketball blokes, dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL super coach.
That's right. It is a new era for fantasy basketball for the NBL, and it's a new era for the basketball blokes. Having covered the NBL fantasy game for the prior five seasons and having a little bit of success along the way, mind you, personally, I finished highest of the group last season, making me the reigning top bloke with a 14th place finish.
And although I was first for a lot of that season, Benny, my highest finish was 8th the year prior.
Hold my beer, fellas. I've had a couple of top 10 finishes, remember? So I'm definitely not claiming the title of ordinary bloke.
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure how I claim top bloke status there, given I've got the worst ranking out of the lot of us. But it's probably a good time for me to tell you that we are brought to you today by our Patreon supporters.
Yes, and you can head to patreon.com/basketballblokes if you want access to Banksy's captains from round three onwards.
Not just the most loved Banksy's captains, we also send advanced stats in a weekly email throughout the year. But what you need to do is sign up now so you get access to our Patreon leagues and the preseason cheat sheet.
We put copies of the old cheat sheets on the website, which is basketballblokes.com. where we also have our live scoring and our Discord live game chat.
That's it, Benny. And you can sign up to the Discord group by becoming a Patreon, where you can complain to us about how you can't follow along because we have too many player nicknames.
And if you'd like to provide such feedback at a discount, you can sign up for our 12% big banger of a discount for subscribing annually. Everyone knows who Banger is, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for your support. Let's get to the pod. All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Three blokes setting out to make super coach history. So many things that we cannot wait to see. When do we get onto the sauce? Perhaps a twoies or some bubbles? Or is it Miller time to celebrate our players' double-double? Party with bangers and some rock by DJ Mitchell. Is he a lock? The Kings can bring the chips like Jonah Bolden brought the dips. Will we get Ulbricht quick or at least very soon? We think it's Taron Armstrong that is going to the moon. How do we read our next stars? Are you superstitious? Impressive, Johnson Alex. The competition's Rips the Vicious. Robert said no Franks, so they got Franklin instead. They signed some wily veterans. Do they get over the humps ahead? The finalists have been all action with Vin Diesel and Denzel. Couldn't beat them, so they went cheat them. Who's fast and furious as well? Can't have a pair of Sams, but can they fill Pinder's shoes? And can we pair some Jordans when Crawford's small and Hunter's huge? Will Cummings hit a shot? JLA has hurt his wrist. With no AC, does Kel run hot? And is Huckporty worth the risk? And Adams is back with his family. Let's usher in a new era of fantasy. G'day, listeners. You're back with Benny, Banksy and Boydy, the basketball blokes, to bring all things Aussie hoops and NBL supercoach. And it's time for our last pre-blitz team preview of Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
So I think one man would be very happy is Marcus Lee playing this whole quarter right now. Charmé's off them up. Well, newly kept it alive, and the throwdown belongs to Marcus Lee.
Ooh, like the sound of that.
Ooh, we do like the sound of that. And Marcus Lee is one of the big ins for Melbourne United. That game was actually, he was very happy. Casey mentioned there that Isaac Humphries had just been injured himself and he's on the bike, so Marcus Lee was getting all this extra opportunity, and that could be something that he gets this year. Great level of consistency year on year as far as ins and outs go for the JJs. I feel like they keep a lot of the same players, a lot of their better players, and that includes the likes of Doyle. But they've got Lee and Crawford as their big ins this season. I do it for you, Banksy, as well. And Kelly and Majette are out. If we just compare those two imports, I think we did the same thing last year because they liked Josh Adams and, who was there? Mikhail. And we said last season that the imports have gotten better.
Yep.
I think they've done it again. What do you think?
I think so. It looked to me like both are an improvement. Obviously, there's one that's a known at least now. Marcus Lee obviously played with Melbourne last year. So, yeah, I like him a lot. Definitely an upgrade on Rashad Kelly, I would say.
Yep, and constantly underrated. Like, if we don't bring the energy for this one, it's because it's our 10th podcast in a row, but there's not a lot of energy from the broader community in supporting these Jack Jumpers, and they made finals every single year.
Yep.
So, they're going to go in underrated again, but I think from our perspective, it's because everyone gets a go with the Jack Jumpers. You know, there's Lots of sharing the load, good team basketball, which is really not what we
want. It's Auskick. It's really? It's like there's a participation award. Everyone gets the same amount of minutes. I don't know about that.
Yeah, look, to be honest, it can go from one game to another where if someone stuffs up, they can get in the bad books and they don't get it. It's really hard to track, but it is good team basketball. But do they have a good schedule?
Failing to plan is planning to fail. It's time for the Schedulizer.
They do not really. Pretty level pegging with Sydney's schedule. It's almost identical. They've also got the back-to-back doubles in rounds 2 and 3, and again only have one other back-to-back schedule in rounds 11 and 12. So very similar to Sydney's. But I guess with having the doubles in rounds 2 and 3, they're competing against which are probably better players. If you're picking out of, you know, picking some unique Tassie players versus picking some of the Sydney Kings players, it's going to be a tough gig to pick them.
And what makes it tough is the role clarity, I think. And it's this edition of Boyd's Battles. Who knows what the JJ is going to do this season?
Who knows? Because basically they run like 12 or 14 deep, don't they? They use blokes from everywhere.
Well, it doesn't matter who they have.
Last year they had Isaac White as an injury replacement. He was playing killed big the minutes Phoenix. At times.
DP Sean McDonald, still a DP. Yeah, so that's why 14 deep. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, so
and then they got 17 centres all of a sudden.
Majuk is only on there as an injury replacement for Magne, who we believe possibly may be back earlier than expected. So
yeah, may say
sorry, I just got taken over by Dr. Boyd there for a second.
Yeah, more on that actually, I think, because Majuk's ownership is high, I understand. I don't know how many pre-filled teams went with that, or is that the ex-Perth factor? But
yep.
He will not be allowed to play if
no one's injured.
If no one's injured. So
it's almost the third of the competition currently own him.
Wow.
So you got some work to do.
You must be pre-built into these the autocomplete sides or something.
Not sure
like
what's
that.
Going on
but
there.
But get rid of him, to be honest. Anyway.
There's just position battles kind of everywhere. Marcus Lee comes in, but Fab Krzyzewski has been playing okay in those preseason games. We know what he brings to the table. Will Magne's there at the five as well.
There's talk he could be back for round one.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. So there's battles everywhere. Jack McVay, but then there's Majuk Ding backing him up now as well. Drimmick has come across from Adelaide. You've got Steinall there as well at the three. You know, then you got Junior Maduit there. Milton Dahl's probably the only one, and maybe Crawford that are defined in their one spots, you know, I would say.
Yeah.
And Marcus Lee probably, I'd say as well. The three imports. The rest could see multiple starting lineups, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep everyone fresh. I think the Magne news puts me off Lee as well.
A little bit. We'll wait and see. We've, you know, what was the line from last week? We won't say repeat that, but we've all been tempted by Magne. Look, some of these prices from the preseason scores so far, if you sign up to be a Patreon supporter, you can see all the preseason scores, points per minute, points per dollar, and by average. And the highest averaging player for the JJs in their couple of games against a depleted Melbourne United side, 36 Supercoach points for Sean McDonald, 27.5 for Milton Doyle, 23 for Crawford, and Fab Krzyzewski had 29, if you don't mind.
Get him in your team.
Without Lee. So I can transfer those to Marcus Lee and might be useful. But of the poll, it was Jordan Crawford that was selected by you on X as the player you want us to discuss. And I believe that's yours, Boydie.
Yes, Jordan Crawford. A little bit hard to find, actually, for a little while on the old pro ballers and everything. But basically,
Don for short.
Oh, right.
For short.
Right. Okay, no worries. Yeah, coming off a season where he led the league in scoring in Turkey, he's not tall. I think all of us have him covered. He's only 5'6". So, I'm looking at you, Benny, yeah?
Yeah.
Got him covered?
Yeah, my gut's about that high.
Anyway. But been playing around Europe for a few years, did a little bit in the G League for a couple of years as well after college. So been around about, but he's a scorer, average of 19.6 in Turkey and 5.6 assists. So he's putting up decent stats, shoots a three at 34, nearly 35%. So he's going to be a player, I think, and I think he's an upgrade on Majet. Yes, he's only small, but this league, you know, small point guards can battle it out. We had Robeson at Sem a couple of years ago, obviously.
Followed by Sykes.
Randall for years in at Adelaide, etc. So you can do it, and I think when you know, Milton Doyle's that bigger body next to him anyway.
Yep.
So if they need to, they can probably switch a fair bit on D. You know what? The JJs bring the D.
Team defense, yeah.
So they're probably the best team to actually minimize his negative size, I guess.
Yeah, you compared him to Majet, but defensively, Majet wasn't the greatest. I feel like from a pure pest factor, Jordan Crawford will be pretty handy. Banksy, you had him in your side a while ago, but that was based on some Discord discussion, I think, on our Discord chat.
Well, to be fair, I didn't watch the preseason games that Tassie did play there, but quite a few on the Discord chat seemed to be up and about Jordan and how he's likely to have some pretty massive games this season. I think he'd be more likely to be in my team if he didn't play for Tassie, just based on that balanced rotations that they like to play.
Yep. Big expectations, somewhat ironically, for Jordan Crawford. Next in the poll was Marcus Lee. I thought he was going to get a clean run at it without Magnay, with like Fab Krizlovich and Jared Bairstow as a backup. Much like the intro clip that we played, I think he could be one of those guys that actually sees close to 30 minutes a game.
Yep.
He was sensational last season. Very low ownership at the moment. If there was a good stretch of games for the JJs, I would have no hesitations putting him in as like a set and forget center, but they just don't have that back-to-back schedule streak that Banksy was talking about. One such streak that Marcus Lee did have last season was an 8-game streak averaging 50-plus in the old fantasy scoring. So that elite. Is very, very elite. A long stretch of 47 in his last 11 games. And when Humphrey was out, he averaged 55 fantasy points in those 3 games. So just gradually built into it and then became one of the absolute game changers of the competition. Banksy, I think you rode Marcus Lee there for a little bit and traded him out just before he turned the corner or something along those lines.
Yeah, I got him in very early and he was out before he went on that stretch of 50s.
Had a really annoying power forward eligibility only last season, but look, it says here Ben Lee, and I wouldn't catch my disease, but I'd catch Marcus Lee any opportunity you get.
Last one off the bat. Now, Banksy, you're going to chat Milton Doyle.
Yeah. The Doyle rules. We did last season. Is he going to go back to back?
It's, I don't know. It sounds like almost a little bit of a boring pick, but there's nothing boring about watching the way Milton Doyle goes about it. He's a 344K guard only. Translating last season's stats, he would have averaged 30 Supercoach points per game. 2 preseason games, 21 and 34 in those 2 games, but only played the 16 and 21 minutes. So points permanent beast if you do like there. But again, I think we'll see more of the same from last season. He's going to be the go-to guy when they need him at Tassie. But there's always that worry of the balanced rotation and minutes at Tassie, of course.
Smooth operator, I think that his minutes reliability, as Bordy indicated, is going to be pretty good. He only got 17% respondents in the poll as well. It's sort of,
yep.
I've got to ask, does anyone have any JJs in their side at the moment?
No JJs.
I had Jordan for a little while. He's not currently in there.
Yeah. Well, that'll wrap up, I guess, those players. Before Bordy does his traditional wrap, I just wanted to mention that if you haven't, go back and you can listen to our Super Coaching Clinic series. Programming reminder for what's coming up. We've got our NBL Nightcaps Gold
for Blitz
Post edition for the NBL Blitz. They'll be coming out daily. Keep your eye on the News Corp papers as well. We'll try and I think we might have a little bit of a feature to do with that, which will be an article, which will be your absolute go-to for NBL Supercoach. But apart from that, Bordy, wrap us up.
As always, you can find us on Twitter or X, at @bball_blokes, Basketball Blokes on Facebook, or just www.basketballblokes.com.
G'day there, it's Zach, also known as the Fez, coach of the Fez Monkeys. I got to say, the best part of being a Patreon supporter is the ever-so-helpful Basketball Blokes community. Whether it be team advice, injury news, or Boydie's gifts, the Discord chat has it covered. Also, quite handy for those pesky last-minute player withdrawals.
Hey guys, Denham Melrose here, coach of OK Then. And my favourite part about being a Patreon with the basketball blokes is all the data and stats they send through. It's worth far more than they charge, and it couldn't be more handy.
Hi everybody, my name's Ruby and I'm the coach of the McValentines. My favourite thing about being a Patreon supporter is the pre-season cheat sheet, and knowing that I'm going to get my team off to the best start, and the Discord chat, where everyone helps me see sense after I get a little trade wild.
Hey, I'm Watto, and I'm the coach of the Coogee Hornets. If you want to get all the stats, have some great banter with all those like-minded fantasy individuals, make sure you get on board with the Basketball Blokes and become a Patreon.